This is KUT. A surge in the number of earthquakes in Texas over the last several years has been linked to the state's oil and gas boom. And as KUT's Mose Bushell reports, a group of Texas lawmakers met Monday to hear what state regulators are doing about it.
Many of the quakes are likely caused by wastewater disposal wells, where the liquid waste from oil and gas drilling is pumped back into the ground. The Railroad Commission of Texas is the agency that regulates the state's oil and gas industry, and it's proposing new rules for the wells. Yesterday, it briefed a group of state lawmakers on those rules.
The Subcommittee on Seismic Activity will now come to order.
David Craig Pearson, the Railroad Commission's staff seismologist, told lawmakers that under the new rules, companies applying for a disposal well permit would need to report whether there was a history of earthquakes in the area. The company would also need to estimate how much pressure the wells would be putting on nearby fault lines. The proposed rules also give Railroad Commission staff the power to limit how waste is injected into a well that could be causing earthquakes, or to shut the well down completely. Though Pearson said that would be an option of last resort.
What we envision is modification of the permit. So reduced pressures, reduced volumes, those sorts of things as a first step. But we've given ourselves the ability to do quick response, like an emergency response application.
Environmental groups are largely applauding the proposals as a first step, though many say they could go further. The industry group, the Texas Oil and Gas Association, said it had some initial concerns about the proposed rules, but needed more time to review them. The public has until September 29th to comment on the rules before the Railroad Commission votes. Reporting on energy and the environment for State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bushell, KUT News.